I also want to say something about going back to a principle-based relationship, which is, I'm going to start to change now that term to secure functioning relationship. Secure functioning relationship, by the way, means that two people are operating under principles of secure functioning. Doesn't mean that they as individuals are secure. Doesn't mean that you're anchors, but that you form a relationship that's an anchor relationship. And that's based on these principles. One very important one that has to be mentioned is that secure functioning couples never, ever, ever threaten the relationship itself. They never imply or say explicitly that the relationship itself may not exist, that it's in danger of existing. This is very important because if we did an autopsy on all the failed relationships, if we exhumed those bodies, so to speak, we might find that at least one partner was not fully in the relationship, had one foot in, one foot out, did not fully invest in the relationship, somehow signaled that the relationship was not secure or may not exist. It's such a powerful problem when one person or both people imply that the relationship may not exist. It's so powerful because, think of it, this is your secure base that you're forming. There's a ground underneath you. If that ground may not exist, how well are you going to perform? What is your personality going to be like? How are you going to act? You're going to act weird. People who are afraid that their basic safety and security, their secure base may not be there, start to act very strange. They act like people who are auditioning for a gig, even after they've been married 20 years, because after all that time, they still feel they don't have it. They're not in. They're not secure. And if you are in a relationship, or you're going to be in a relationship and you want it to be long-term, you cannot threaten the relationship itself. And your partner can't do that either. So you're not going to threaten the relationship. One of the things that you have to agree on is that you don't do that. No matter what, you guys are in this for the long run. Which brings me to the difference between a security question and a reality question. A lot of people get this confused, and most of these people are waves or islands. They're not anchors. Here's an example of a reality question. What time will the sun set today? And then you give a reality answer if you know it. Here's an example of a secure question. Will you love me forever? And a reality answer to that will likely sound something like, well, forever is a long time, you know. I don't know, you know, truth is, I don't know. Does anybody really love each other forever? I mean, I could meet somebody else. I don't know the answer to that question. That would be the sort of the reality rendition. That's not going to fly in these kind of relationships. The security answer to a security question is, I will always be there. Yes, I will love you forever and ever. Now, some people might think that this is endorsing fantasy-like behavior. And while I might agree with you in other instances, I want to remind you that a secure functioning couple is creating a system of security that allows them to flourish and exist in a world that is uncertain. And it is the certainty that these partners provide for each other, the basic certainty that they will be there, that allows all other things to happen, that allows people to go out and do things, that gives them energy and courage to do things. So is it a lie that I will love you forever and ever? Well, I guess it could be thought of that way, but that's not the purpose of the question, is to tell the truth. The purpose of the question is to provide a security answer. That's what the person is wanting. If your child comes to you and says, Mommy or Daddy, am I going to die? Now, if you're, and there are people like this, if you're a parent that believes in telling, giving a reality answer to a security question, you'd say, well, yeah, you could. You could catch some kind of weird disease and die. You could get hit by a bus. I guess, suppose, you know, yeah, honey, that could happen. Now, again, that sounds silly, but there are people who actually do this. But that was a security question. The security answer is, no, honey, you're going to live for a very, very long time, very long time. That's all the child wants. That's all the child needs in order to go through the day. Secure functioning couples who don't mess with the safety and security system, which the people who do not ever signal that the relationship may not exist, do much better in the world. They succeed much better because they have the energy to do things that they wouldn't otherwise have. They have the courage to slay dragons because, after all, they've got somebody in their pocket. They've got somebody that they're tethered to. They're not alone. That's a big deal. So I urge you to be sensitive to security questions and to provide a security answer without delay. I want you to also remember that in the social-emotional realm, our fast brain is operating at lightning speed, much faster than words. Your delay means something. Are we going to be together forever and ever? And my answer is, pause. Yes. I want to let you know that the pause is what killed it. The pause let my partner know that I don't believe that's true. So it's not just what we say, it's how we say it, how fast we say it. We're picking up what is not being said very, very quickly. Our appraisal systems for threat and danger are exquisitely fast and very, very good. And what you do and what you say and the timing and all of that really goes into the hopper. And we'll talk more about that as we get into fighting well.